In Philadelphia, the National Guard started the day by patrolling City Hall and other landmarks around the city. Most of the protests in the city over the weekend were peaceful, with a few incidents of violence. Four police cars were burned and police reported being hit by bricks, rocks, and Molotov cocktails. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw drew the distinction over the weekend between people peacefully protesting and those who are looting. Let's listen.
I've been a black woman my entire life. I come from a black family. I have black sons. And it only hurts the cause more when you have folks that are acting in misalignment with what we're trying to bring attention to.
Joining us now is WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt from Philadelphia. And Avi, you were arrested during the protests yesterday, and I want to hear more about that in just a minute. But first, tell us what you saw at the protests yesterday.
Yeah, I was at sort of a splinter protest, a really small rally that began just outside the Philadelphia Police headquarters, which are near downtown, or what we call Center City. It was sort of a loosely organized march, about 75 protesters, and they started at the police headquarters and they moved ever so briefly before they were sort of intercepted toward the Liberty Bell and some of the other historic monuments in Philadelphia.
I mentioned you were arrested yesterday afternoon. You were released after about an hour. Can you briefly tell us what happened?
Yeah, so basically within about 5 minutes of this protest slash rally slash march beginning, police started arresting protesters and using pepper spray. I should certainly note that some protesters used abusive language toward the police, and I did see some water bottles that were thrown at the police. I didn't see any rocks or Molotov cocktails, but certainly some water bottles. But sort of quickly, people started being apprehended. Mostly the protesters and myself were moving away from the police on this sort of pseudo march. But at one point, as I was continuing to walk away, an officer approached me from behind, pinned me down on some steps right across from Independence Hall in Philadelphia, and arrested me. I told him several times I was a reporter, that I was there to chronicle the protest, but I was arrested and apprehended anyways.
Yeah, and you rode with these protesters to the police station. What did they share with you about why they were there?
It was really interesting. I identified myself as a reporter and asked them, even though I didn't have my equipment with me anymore, could I continue to interview them and talk with them about their experience? And what I learned is that for almost all of them, this was their first time ever being arrested at a protest. They were sort of new to this. They were mostly younger, in their late 20s, early 30s. And for them, this was sort of like a learning experience about confrontational political action. And I was interested in that angle because in my mind, I'm, as a reporter, wondering, is this moment bringing new people to the political forum in a more active way? And that's kind of what I took away. And of course, there were jokes swapped and all sorts of sort of weird quirks of the moment. But that was the big picture thing that I took away. They were young, they were new, and they were engaged, and they were revved up by this experience.
Yeah, and there's expected to be more protests throughout the day and into the night. That's WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.